Welcome to the July 29th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part 2 of his interview with ACT, Raviv Preluck, CEO and co-founder of Phase V, explained that the standardization and mapping work transforming raw trial data into analysis-ready formats is the actual bottleneck to real-time monitoring. AI is beginning to automate this transformation process fast enough to make continuous monitoring operationally feasible at scale without sacrificing data validation rigor. In part 3 of her contributed article series, Elizabeth Walsh described how clinical development depends on persistent interdependencies across phases, functions, and vendors that survive formal handoffs. Sponsor oversight cannot be contracted away, treating the CRO agreement as the point where sponsor responsibility ends creates invisible gaps where misalignment accumulates into vendor performance failures or regulatory findings. Lastly, ArgonX completed the acquisition of Forte Biosciences for $77 per share in cash, representing approximately $2.2 billion in equity value. FB102, a first-in-class anti-CD122 antibody, showing clinical benefit in vitiligo and celiac disease, brings potential multi-indication impact in autoimmune disease, and broadens ArgonX's immunology mechanism portfolio. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.